Finally, we want to take a few minutes today to remember Mexican-American singer Jenny Rivera. She died in a plane crash in Mexico on Sunday, flying from a concert to a show taping. She was 43 years old, a mother and a grandmother, and a major star on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's a bit of her popular song, La Gran Señora, where she tells her man's other woman to back off.
Tiene la corona.
To talk more about her life and legacy, we're joined by Jasmine Garish. She's the co-host of NPR's Alt Latino. That's NPR's online program about Latin alternative music. Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. Unfortunately, sad circumstances. How did Jenny Rivera get her start in music, and what is it that made her so popular?
Well, Jenny Rivera really comes from a musical dynasty. Her father, Pedro Rivera, was a Mexican immigrant. And from scratch, he built a label called Cintas Acuario, which was, they produced narcocorridos, the kings of narcocorridos, which are drug ballads. And they made a name for themselves in this genre, which is at once so reviled and very popular, to be honest. Jenny did not intend to go into music, and she had a very difficult adolescence. She got pregnant at 15. Her boyfriend was a vicious domestic abuser, and she wasn't going to go into music. And when she did, she debuted with La Chacalosa. What happened was that there was this realization that there was a need for a female voice in a genre like banda, which is a male-dominated genre. And Jenny became this artist that everything Jenny touched turned to gold.
Talk more about that, Jasmine. I mean, she wasn't just a musical star. She also had a reality show and other stuff like that. Tell me more about that.
Well, she was a very successful businesswoman. She had a fragrance, cosmetics, a clothing line. She had the most successful show on the Mundos Network, which was her bilingual reality show, I Love Jenny. She had just signed a pilot to be on ABC. So she was also a multicultural star.
Well, I kind of want to know, was she particularly gifted, or you think she was kind of the right voice for the right time?
I think both. I think she had a very beautiful, malleable voice. And the LA Times said Jenny Rivera sounded like no one else because she sounded like a woman.
Is there anybody in line to pick up her mantle?
I really think that I can't come up with a female artist that is going to pick up Jenny Rivera's mantle right now. She was that unique.
What's been the reaction in the world of music?
Oh, I mean, shock. And she was really at this point in which not only was she at the top of her Spanish language career, she was becoming a truly multicultural artist. She had just signed a pilot with ABC. So just shock on the whole cultural spectrum.
That was Jasmine Garst, co-host of NPR's online program, Alt Latino. And it's unfortunate we have to talk about what a sad story today. But what if we go out on Jenny Rivera's song, Ya Lo Sé, which means...
I already know.
Jasmine Garst is the co-host of NPR's online program, Alt Latino. Thanks again, Jasmine.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Ciérrame las puertas en la cara. Pásame con otra por enfrente. Grítame que no con la mirada para ver si dejo de quererte. Vuélveme a decir que no me quieres para que me quede bien clarito, para ver si en todas las paredes dejo de escribir que necesito.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.